Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, the word freedom. Listen to that word, freedom. What is happening to this country? Why are we allowing people to come to this country to somehow get voted into our legislatures in this country that want to turn this country into a third world socialist slash could be anything, even communist country? Why are we allowing this to happen? And I do not understand that. As being a libertarian my whole life, I've tried to stay out of politics whenever possible. But we're talking about freedom here. And all in all, over my whole 63 years of life, there's been fights from what is right and what is wrong on the balance of how we get to a situation, to a place. But all in all, the battle was never about destroying the country and destroying your rights as an American, your constitutional rights being taken away from you. But now, that's not the case. We have a group of people in Congress right now that are literally out of their mind, or they're totally in cahoots to take over the country and to turn it into a third world country. My friends, it's unbelievable. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever think you'd believe you'd wake up and find out there is a bill in Congress that does this? Number one, says you cannot earn income on your personal assets. That's right. Everything we've done our entire life is to accumulate wealth, to be able to earn income on that accumulated wealth, so that we could someday afford to retire. That's the American dream. And now they're saying you cannot earn income on your assets. Number two, you can't take back your assets. If someone else has borrowed your assets under an agreement, a contract, an arrangement, you can't take your assets back. If you have a tenant that lives in your house, you can't decide not to be a landlord anymore. If you have a mortgage out there, if you've lent money, you can't decide to demand to get your money back. In other words, if I can't get paid for it, you can make it illegal for me to get paid on it. But at least give it back to me. But they won't do that either. Law they have in place right now demands that if you were going to get rid of your assets, or that you could not take your assets back in any way, shape, and form. So the last chance is, okay, if these assets are useless, I can't use them and I can't take them back, at least let me sell them and get out from underneath of them. And the bill they're trying to push through right now says no. You can't sell your assets. The only place you could sell your assets is to the government or a nonprofit organization that is directed by the government, which means you're never going to get full market value for them, which means they're going to offer you, just like they do when they condemn an area, when they come in and say, we're going to put a railroad track through your house, and they tear your house down, and they give you a little bit of money for it. They're going to, if anything, give you a very minor portion of what the value of your asset is. Would you ever believe that a law like this could actually be even considered? And you say, well, something like that would never get passed, Del. Never, never in a million years until you realize that the biggest law they passed, which was the Health Care Act, the Obamacare, Nancy Pelosi said, well, we don't even know what's in it. We'll have to pass it to find out. My friends, if they pass this to find out, if because the coronavirus is so on their minds right now, they're not even paying attention. They're all politically running for their lives. They'll pass anything they can pass just to get people off their shoulders, their neck, get them out of their face. I could see them passing this law without even reading it. And hence, trillions of dollars of our personal assets become worthless overnight. Here to discuss the issue with me is Vice President, Executive Vice President of Life Sounds Unlimited, Lynn Merrill. Lynn, welcome to the show. You can tell I'm a little pissed off, a little fired up.
Hey, you're not the only one.
Can this be true? I mean, come on, just tell me it's a bad dream. I saw it last night. I just made this all up in my head.
Unfortunately, I have bad news. It is true, and we can credit our representatives from Minnesota, New York, Minneapolis, Washington, Texas, Veronica Escobar from Texas, Illinois. These are the people who worked together to bring this bill that goes under the title of Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020. Nice, sexy title that a lot of people would be favorable to, I think, just listening to the sound bites. And it's real, and it's in Congress as we speak.
It blows my mind. I mean, I know that it has something to do with Ocasio-Cortez, and we all know that she's, you know, 1, 2, 5 hands short of a six-pack. But what is it that's letting everybody else? Why does everybody else want to go down this unconstitutional pathway?
I think that's a question that we need to ask of our lawmakers, these lawmakers in particular. Ilhan Omar is the one whose name is actually on this. She is supported by AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Pramila Jayapal, Mark Potent from Wisconsin, Veronica Escobar, as I said, from Texas. Hello, Texas. What are you doing out there? Jesus Chuy Garcia from Illinois and Grace Ming from New York. And we need to contact not only them, but our own representatives and ask them, you know, what is happening here? Why is this even, you know, on the floor? And we'll see whether they even bring it to the floor for a vote. But this is serious because they have put in writing their intent for the United States if their generation gains control. And I won't say their generation, it's these people within a new generation of legislators.
What do we do, Lynn? You know, I've always been hands-off when it comes to politics because I never thought that politics made much of a difference one way or the other. This is different. I mean, it's not what percentage of our income they take. It's they take all of our income. You know, it's not what percentage of taxes we pay on our assets. It's they take our assets. This is completely different overreach kind of an event. What is giving them the power to get away with this?
Well, we can hope that they won't end up with the power to do this. I think what is really concerning is the fact that they would be willing to put it out there. It's something in writing. It's different to talk about things behind closed doors. It's different to have aspirations that you're working on, you know, piece by piece, right? It's another thing to be so bold as to put this legislation out there for everyone to read. And that's what I think people need to do. You can just simply, you know, go online and search for Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020 and read it. It's about a 10-minute, 15-minute read. And I think everyone needs to do that first and really understand how bold they are. And then I think we need to get to the ballot boxes, whether they're going to be online, whether they're going to be by mail, or whether they're going to be in person. Everyone needs to make sure that they vote and that they have their voices heard. And we need to stop with the sound bites and the feel good, and look at what the results of things are. And we've been talking, Dell, on your radio show and on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show about what actually happens to residents out of some of the things that are already out there in the CARES Act. And it is not good for them to defer and defer and defer and then have this big debt. And that then results in a solution like this where that debt is erased. And it is erased against them, but the landlord stays with their mortgage debt. So it talks about mortgage forgiveness, but that's for owner-occupants.
Yeah, that's what's funny about it. That's only for owner-occupants. So the landlords are basically, they're just strung out to dry in this situation. There's even more to it. There's a clause in there about if and when you come out the other end of this coronavirus period, then for some period of 5 years, people can't raise the rent. They can't evict people. What is all that nonsense that adds on to the end of it?
Right. So they're going to do this rent forgiveness.
We got to go to break, Lynn.
Sure.
We'll be right back and pick that topic up when we come back. We'll be right back with Lynn Murrow and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about your financial freedom through the lack thereof because of potential government laws that they're trying to pass. The deep left, run by Ocasio-Cortez and the her friends, little group, are trying to put together a law that will basically, I'm going to list what it's going to do. Number one, tell you you can't earn income from your assets anymore. Number two, not allow you to take your assets back from whoever has control of them. And number three, not sell your assets unless you sell them for pennies on the dollar to the U.S. government. In addition to that, they've got all other types of things in there. And Lynn was going to pick up on this before we got to, had to go to break before this. Lynn, there's something about the five-year rule after they get done with this coronavirus period that they were going to restrict other things. What kinds of things and how did that work?
Yeah, it's pretty stunning. So for landlords, in return for reimbursement of rents that were not paid because of the rent forgiveness that's in this act, and that'll be for the period that the coronavirus crisis is in effect. So you're looking at a couple of months, unless maybe they are determined to keep that in place until a vaccine is found, then maybe you're looking at 18 months, right? So in return for that, you're going to agree that for 5 years following the receipt of the first rent payment, you will not raise rents. You will only do just cause evictions. And I love this because nowhere in the act did they define what just cause is. So there's some question of whether non-payment of rent during that five-year period is a just cause. No discrimination based on the source of income to pay rent. So what does that mean? Because that sounds, we don't want to discriminate against people, right? Most landlords don't want to do that. We comply with fair housing, all the protected classes. But what that means is that now you must take all housing vouchers. You must participate in government programs. Well, why does that matter? Well, the CARES Act, for instance, only the restrictions to eviction only apply to those who participate in federal programs. The federal government right now under our Constitution cannot just come down into a state and take money from a landlord by saying you can't evict someone who's not paying rent. But they can do it for anyone who's on the government dole taking payments from a federal program such as Section 8. So that's that slippery slope. Then upon vacancy, you must notify HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and make the property available for anybody who's participating in a federal program. So all Section 8 or housing voucher programs have first shot at your vacancy before you can rent it to the general public. You cannot deny a resident based on a conviction or an arrest record, their credit history, or their immigration status, in addition to all the current fair housing standards. So what does that mean? If somebody says that they are an illegal immigrant and they don't have any ID, then you can't do anything about that. You still need to take them. If they have a credit history that shows that they have defaulted on pretty much every agreement they've ever made, you still have to rent to them. If they have a conviction for a serious violent crime, You have to put them in a unit next to people that, you know, do not know that this is the case. And it's really serious, because when something happens, who's going to get sued? The landlord, right? So, and you cannot collect any back rent accumulated over this five-year period. There you go. So someone can move in, not move out, and you cannot collect rent for 5 years. I don't know how anybody thinks this works in the world. And the landlord may not retaliate against any residents. And this isn't tied to anything. So it's not like you cannot retaliate for non-payment of rent. You cannot retaliate for whatever you know about their background or credit history. It's just you can't retaliate, period. But there's no definition of retaliation. And you cannot report residents to debt collectors after this time period. So you can't collect any accumulated non-paid rent over the five-year period that you are in this program, and you cannot put them to a debt collector afterwards.
You know, it's a situation, if you really add all that up and cum it, what it basically comes down to is people are going to move in, not pay, and live there for free forever. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, if this goes into place, this is only the tip of the spear. I mean, that's all there is to it. This is the beginning of the end, because you will be destroying an economy of housing. And by the way, there was another thing in there, and I didn't get to this part. I couldn't figure this one out. It was tied in there somehow, and it was late at night when I was reading this. But they were talking about, if you live in an apartment complex, the tenants will have control of what happens in the apartment complex, and there will be a mandatory group, what would you call it, like a homeowners association group, but it's really a group of tenants demand that have a voting rights and will have the ability to tell the landlord what to do. I mean, basically they've taken your asset away from you, Lynn.
Yeah, and that's part of this Affordable Housing Acquisition Fund, which sounds great. We're going to have a fund, and we're going to allow certain nonprofits. It's a very interesting list, and we can talk about that, of who's allowed to buy properties, because now if a landlord wants to sell, you have to report it to HUD that you want to sell. There's a 60-day period where people who want to buy go to HUD, and HUD chooses who the buyer is, and then this property is then paid for out of public funds and is run by this community of residents. And any of us who are in the business know exactly how that's going to go and who's going to rise to the top and be running these public affordable housing properties.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's no doubt what's going to happen. It's disaster. It's not even waiting to happen. I mean, it would happen the second they do it. It's unbelievable. So as we look at this, right, and we talk about this, what can we do? I'm not a political person. I don't even know how to begin. I would love to get involved. I don't want some guy to come to me and say, look, Dale, give me your money. Give me a bunch of money for my campaign. I'll fix it. That's BS. I don't want to give any money to anybody. I want to get the other people out there that are just like myself that feel this is ridiculous and get on some kind of a campaign to put heat all over the legislature, all of our legislators, and so on and so forth. And I'm willing to spend some time in it. It just, to me, I've never really been political before, but this one just has gone too far, because I know they've already taken away my right to say stuff. Politically, they have created this place where you can't even tell jokes, you can't even be honest about stuff, you've got to be politically correct. So they've already taken that away from us, free speech. Now they're going to take our ability to own assets away. Well, you know what's next? They're going to take gun rights away, because they know they got to take the guns away if they're doing stuff like this. When they start coming and taking your assets, they don't want guns out there. So, I mean, this, do you not see why I'm at this weird place where I'm thinking this is the beginning of the end? This is the hill to die on?
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I think this is the time for us to mobilize not only our 50,000 members across the U.S., but to reach out to all of our partners in housing and work together as a team. We have worked together throughout decades with the apartment associations across the country. We just recently did that with some of the corrections that we felt the legislature needed to make to the CARES Act in order to provide for residents and to
All right, we're
going to
go to break right now, Lynn. They're taking us out the back end. Let's pick this up on the other side. We'll be right back. Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. If you're just tuning in, this is a very unfortunate day. We're talking today about a bunch of very leftist Congress people who've decided to put out a bill to offer up a bill that says that we cannot earn income from our assets. We cannot take our assets back from whoever has them. We cannot sell our assets unless we sell it to the government. That we are going to basically lose our rights, you know, our ownership rights in this country, which is just the next step for going to need to take our guns, because if they're going to take our stuff, they're going to need to take our guns, and that's going to be the next thing they'll try to do is take the guns so that they can get away with taking the stuff. And on and on it goes. They've already got our free speech. They've already got it to where they're letting illegal aliens vote so they can bring people in from third world countries to vote us into the same type of environment. I know that most of you that are listening, and I say most of you because you're listening to a station that is a group of normal, level-headed people that are just looking to get ahead in life and to take care of their families and support themselves and to work and to do the right things. And most of you out there have to think this is insane. The problem is that we who get up and go to work every day, we who live by the rules and follow the laws, we are the people that don't have time to go out there and protest and go out there and fight and go out there and do all kinds of crazy stuff to try to change the country because we're too busy living. Now the problem is the too busy living are being taken advantage of by the not busy at all, which are the people that are living off of the system. And what do they want to do? They want to suck the system down even further because they feel like there's unlimited resources out there that they can take and take and take and take. If any of you in your life have not read the book Atlas Shrugged, then you need to read that book right now. It's impossible to read. It's 800 pages. I read it. I got audio tapes of it and just listened to it. And it will blow your mind because what's going on right now has already been predicted back 50 years ago. No, not 50 years ago. I'm 63. It was predicted close to 100 years ago, I think. And the bottom line is it's falling right in place. The characters, the people were even outlined. The kinds of people that are doing it were even outlined. And the bottom line is that the non-productive people in the world are taking the world away from the productive people in the world. And the productive people in the world are just going to throw their hands up and go, we're leaving. You can take everything we have. We can't stop you. You've got the power. You've got the numbers. You've got the guns. But we're going to leave. And then you're going to be stuck with an entire society of people that are non-productive. Now let's see what you do. When there's no one to earn income, there's no one to pay taxes. When everybody's on the dole, how do you tax anybody? The bottom line is, this is the beginning of the end if it's not stopped. And so I don't know anything about politics, so here's what I'm going to do. I invited in my executive vice president, which is savvy, and she'll figure stuff out like she always does. Her better half to say is an attorney. He has tons of attorney friends. We have a basic core of very intelligent people that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited. We want to tap that core. I want to find some of you out there nationwide that would like to fight this thing, and I want to create a united front. I don't want you to call me up and ask me for money. I'm not going to take and give money to your favorite politician. That's all BS. These people have already been voted in. They're getting paid. They should not need money to fight. They need to fight with a vote. And they need to do it now. And if they won't do that and they ask you for more money, then say we're not going to vote for you. And we will create blocks of voters if we have to. I need you to contact me at AskDell@LUINC.com. That's AskDell@LUINC.com if this bothers you. And then I will find somebody that will be the organizer of this group, and they will start this ball rolling. And we need as many different people from as many different states as possible. This is something completely changed the world you live in today. Lynn, help me out. How do we handle this thing?
I think that this is the perfect opportunity for a grassroots campaign where each individual reaches out to their elected representatives and others across the country and expresses their opinions. And we can provide the information to distill this. Fortunately, it's a very easy to read document that's short because it doesn't have the details of how it's going to actually be implemented. And I am going to work with the apartment associations to see if they will create something similar to what we just did regarding the CARES Act that allows us to have our basic statements in there. Then each individual would add their own, and it automatically goes when they put in their zip code to their representatives. And that's the easiest way to get something done quickly. Lots of times people get sidetracked or stopped by even trying to figure out how to contact the representatives. So if we can make that easy, then I think we can get a lot of action across the country.
All right. That sounds like something we need to do. On another topic now, while we're there, speaking constitutional law, here's one just you don't even know about this, so this is a just throw it up for conversation. I talked to Sean, one of my friends, Lifestyles member also, but out in California owns gyms. He owns workout clubs. And I talked to him yesterday. He says he's going to open. And he says he's got himself constitutional attorneys lined up for when the gendarmes come to his door and try to lock him down. He's got some constitutional attorneys already lined up to try to make a case. This is going to be one of those spearhead cases. He feels that strongly about it, that they don't have the right to take away his business. They don't have the right to take away health and fitness from people. They don't have the right to do all the things that they're doing right now. Now, I know that there's this type of discussion all over the country, and I'm not really, just so people know where I'm at and put it out there in public, I don't have any problem with the fact that they asked us to shelter in place. Okay. If that worked, it worked. If it didn't, we wouldn't know. That's why you can't blame the Republicans. You can't blame the Democrats on this. It's just something we've never fought, and we're doing everything we can do. I'm not all that against that myself. I would like to see it come back in a controlled manner. That's, again, a personal opinion, because I think that's probably the wise thing to do. I myself, being 63 years old with diabetes, I'm not going out there. You're not going to see me getting a massage or getting any tattoos. You won't see that. In fact, I'm having a hard time even with going to getting a haircut, and I'm looking a little Beethoven-ish right now, Lynn. You know, as the we got out the shears, and we did the shear job on my head the other day and just, you know, clipped it all off. And I guess at my age, it doesn't matter. I'm not like I'm running for any beauty pageants or anything. But, I'm not against the government trying to do its job. I'm against this group of leftists that are trying to use this disaster as a personal opportunity to change the way the world exists. They've tried to push all these stupid things through when people had clear heads and couldn't get it through. People will just go, that's ridiculous. But now, people aren't reading the bills. These things are being tagged on to the end of something somebody else really wants and really needs and believes if they don't get it passed, they won't get reelected. This is a problem. These people are, I wish, it's almost like they're spies. It's like, it's the, I forgot the name of that movie, where they plugged in the guy to be president many, many, many years before he ever became president. And that's great. I can't think of the name of the movie. But, you know, the bottom line is these guys are, they're being implanted. They've been embedded in our society to destroy it. That's the way I feel. I mean, personally, I feel these people are there as spies to destroy our company, our country from within. Almost like other countries sent them. Almost like there's a gigantic, well-organized plan to do it. Whew. Conspiracy? I don't even think it's conspiracy anymore. I think it's pretty obvious. I think it's factual. And to what degree? I think that if you actually looked into it, if you and if they put as much trouble into looking into what is going on there as they did in looking at what is going on with Trump, I think they would find there's all kinds of illegal connections with these Democrats to other places, to other agendas, and they're out there to take our country down. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back, and I'm going to let Lynn finish this up here in the last segment. So hang in there. Stay tuned. You want to find out. She's going to give us some connections where you can get in touch with people if you want. And let's get this ball rolling. Be right back with Lynn Merle and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. You know, we talk about all the time your financial freedom, and today's show has been about how a group of very far left congressmen, I don't know, there might be some senators involved, but mostly congresspeople that have decided they want to take away our rights. They want to take away our assets, our ability to earn income on our assets, their ability to sell our assets, the ability to leverage our assets, the ability to put debt and or get debt back from assets. They want to limit it all. And they want to basically take over some version takeover of almost all housing in this country. And they've got a bill that's out there right now they're trying to do this with, so we want to try to stop this. I want to get Lynn, who has done some research on this, to tell you her thoughts on how and what we need to do step by step. I will leave before I give it back to her. I want to tell you this. I'm looking for some people all over the country. You can go to AskDell at LUINC.com that would like to lead the charge in your area. Again, you know, aligning yourself with your apartment association, aligning yourself with all other types of housing associations, your realtors, and so on and so forth. There's tons of people out there you can get on your side. And, of course, you know, all the Lifestyles members. And, you know, Lynn's going to get the materials you need to be able to get to and show you how to get to your congressmen and women. And this is going to be a stand. I talk many times, Lynn and I laugh all the time about, you know, this may not be the hill you want to die for, you know, and this won't be the one you want to die on. This is the hill I'm willing to die on. This is it. If they take assets away from us, there's nothing more to live for. We all got to go back and get a job because we have no assets. We have no asset income. It's over. Plus, everything else that tumbles right with that. Once you start breaking the Constitution, it's break one part of it, you can break it all. So having said that, Lynn, tell them what the name of this thing is that we're fighting and how they can get together and start fighting it. And by the way, those of you, again, my offer to get in touch with me if you want to lead your fight somewhere in this country. Don't call me up. Don't email me and say, give me money for my representative. I don't want to hear that stuff. If these people don't have the balls, you know, like baseball, softball, to be able to throw at people because they've already been given that power, then they're not part of the team we want to play with. So, Lynn, go ahead and take it over.
I couldn't agree more, and I think the way that you get these types of things squashed before they even have the possibility to become part of the national discussion is to respond in a grassroots method. And what I'd like for people to do is to go out and get on the internet and look for Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020. Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act of 2020. And if you forget that, you can just put in Omar Rent Forgiveness 2020 and it'll come up. You could go to her website and she talks about it. But what you're looking for is the original document from Congress and the proposed act, and that's how you'll find it. And read it yourself and prepare a message for your elected representatives. What we're going to do is prepare kind of a generic, hopefully that will allow you to put in your own comments and send it off automatically based on your zip code to your representatives. So go ahead and get on Facebook, Twitter, social media, look for Lifestyles Unlimited International and join with us on social media so that as soon as that is out there, you can pick it up and take action.
All right. I guess that's about all you can say. That's about all we can do. Quick note, while we've got you here, you still got 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Share with everybody how they can get in touch with Lifestyles and what we've got going for them right now that the COVID virus is in place.
I think that this is a great time to get more information and more knowledge on real estate investing. I don't see this prevailing. It's just not part of the fabric of our country. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and on there you can explore a variety of things. You can find out more about Dell. You can click on the radio tab. You can binge listen to Dell's radio show along with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show. You can read different articles, especially a lot of really timely articles now of operating properties through a pandemic. And you can sign up for our free workshop, which we are doing via live stream across the country and around the world.
Great. That's it's something people got the time right now to do. You know, a lot of times we're busy, and we don't have the time to learn something. I picked up a lot of new hobbies in the last couple of weeks. I picked up the guitar again. I went back to, you know, worked with my trains again. I started the hobby of shooting, you know, more than just shooting, more like, you know, for hobby type shooting. And it just had all the time in the world to do all these different hobby kind of things, which is kind of neat. So here's a chance for you, if you've ever wanted to get yourself into investing in real estate and you wanted to spend the time but you didn't, this is the time that you have that you can get that done. And it's real important to realize that this program is different. Most of you have been listening for a long time. You don't need the long, drawn-out version of this, but you all realize that this is something we're doing to build assets, to build passive streams of income, to build wealth and security. And as we're going to fight hard for our financial freedom, financial security from this bill, you should also be thinking about fighting hard to build your financial security and your financial freedom for the first time. Lynn, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you.
And the rest of you out there, you know, think about this. Think about a 63-year-old guy sitting here going like, you know, my whole life I've been trying to help people change the situation, and one of these wackos can come along and in 30 days and the stroke of a pen, a bunch of people not paying attention, they could change the lives of 350 million people here in this country with a stroke of a pen. That's something to get up and get interested in about. And so for the first time ever, this libertarian is sticking his nose into politics. So if you want to help, let me know. Ask Del at LUINC.com. Send me your comments and your suggestions, and we'll be happy to help everybody out there get their own little personal political machine started up. For the rest of you, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.